Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Sarah. What am I about? I'm about some small businesses in town.
There we go. So you have a number of small businesses that you're running in town. List them off, please, and thank you.
I started Eagle Ridge Eatery and Cafe in 2020. We started Avenue Eatery and Cafe in 2021. And we started Club Rewind in 2022.
There we go. So you're a busy, busy lady. You're a real supporter of the arts.
I am.
Yeah. Like everything from music to food to paintings 100%. To a whole bunch of really, really neat stuff.
And you will see that at Avenue. You will see that on the walls of Club Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Just different kind of art.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So now let's talk about how you got here. How did you get to Fort McMurray?
I had to finish my nursing school. That's how I got to Fort McMurray first.
Okay. So you took nursing at Keanu?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did not know that.
I did. And then my husband followed because in that process, I had a child and he had no choice but to mind her while I continued nursing school.
That's right. He had no choice but to mind her.
Exactly.
Take some of that.
His kid, too.
That's right.
His kid, too. And he's been the support from day one of everything that I've ever wanted to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, mm-hmm. my goal was to be a nurse, and I wanted to, if I do anything, I just want to make sure that I do a good job at that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So at that time, like, I really wanted to get involved with our homeless population. Nursing came to me because when we were living in Toronto, we lived in a ghetto mm-hmm. of downtown
okay.
Toronto. So that's when I had anticipated to be working as a community nurse. Mm. But then when we moved to Fort McMurray, that changed a little bit because, not going into too much detail, there isn't much for community nursing in a small town like this.
Right.
So I ended up working at the hospital at surgery, inpatient surgery unit. Then I did a little bit of public health. I also worked with Christy Hines at Hines Health for St. Crude.
Okay.
So I did all that.
Yeah.
But I think I found my real passion when I decided to open
mm-hmm.
a cafe. I'd worked as a server in an all-day breakfast restaurant mm-hmm. while I was in university, while we're just, you know, the party life. So, mm-hmm. I've done that. Not single, but you know what I mean.
Yes, like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kids.
No kids, no attachments. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So that's, I think, and I enjoyed doing that back when I was young.
Yeah.
And so, having no family members, having to raise your kids by yourself and two working parents, mm-hmm. it's a tough on yourself as well as on the child and mm-hmm. as well as in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I also needed to do something that I was passionate about, as well as where I could create my own hours.
Mm-hmm.
Raising my kids myself is my number one goal.
Right.
So I wanted to be able to do that. But when I was nursing 12, 13 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then Manish was obviously also starting out his career during that time. So it was, a balance we needed to find.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew if I left my career and started something something else, mm-hmm. I knew I would be better at doing that as opposed to my husband doing that. So I figured I'd take that challenge onto myself.
That's right. Yeah. That's too funny. Mm-hmm. So how did you guys decide on Canada? Because we were chatting with your brother earlier, and you guys, like, you've lived everywhere, different boarding schools in different places. Yeah. So obviously you've tried different countries out and you've seen them. Like, why Canada?
I followed my husband.
Okay.
I was deeply, truly in love with him, I guess, at the age of 17. And I just figured, well, he's moving with his family. So I'm going to get married to this guy and move along with him. So
okay.
That's how it all started.
Yeah.
But I think that's the best decision of my life.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So sweet.
Yeah. I just, you know, him and I, this, what is it today? 11th?
12th.
12th?
Yeah.
So in 3 days, will be our 19th year marriage anniversary.
We've Congratulations.
To each other forever. I don't know what it's like not to be married.
Congratulations.
Or to marry to someone else. I don't know.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything special, or can we talk about it? Because
I don't know.
We don't want to burst any surprises.
I know a couple of really good restaurants in town you could go to.
Yeah, we'll go to Avenue.
Yeah.
For breakfast, then I'll stop by at Eagle Ridge for some momos.
There you go. Dancing afterwards.
Club Rewind. There you go. Nice. Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And then you have children too. How many children do you have?
Two
beautiful kids. There you go. Yeah, and so they're in school now.
Yeah.
So
I do this when they're in school.
Yeah, they're so busy.
Yeah, when I'm home with them, I am home with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can only my staffs could only call me.
Yeah.
If the story's like burning down.
That's right. That's right. Are they into TVs or iPads?
I try to give them none, but my daughter will be on her iPad. My son, not so much yet.
Yeah.
So. They're into whatever I allow them to be into. They're only 10 and 4.
Yeah.
That's called being a good parent.
There you go. Listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max CD Minute. Okay. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all-natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
And we are back. Tanner, hit her with the Max CD Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one secret menu item at your restaurant that more people should try?
Momos. I'm all about promoting authentic food, so momos.
Question number two. What do you think is one reason people would enjoy going to one of your restaurants?
Just one?
Or any, like any of them.
So all day breakfast is one thing that everybody seems to enjoy about either of the locations. I think we have such a good set of staffs that would take really good care of their customers. And then the art on the wall, I think we attract a lot of people at Avenue because of the art and board games. And forget that. Neil Barry does a wonderful job.
Question number three. What do you think is the biggest breakfast food staple?
Bacon and eggs.
Question number four. What do you think is the best part of running your business in Fort McMurray?
The community support.
And your final question. What is one of your favorite memories you have with your brother?
This kid?
That one right there.
Changing his diapers.
Those have been your five questions.
That's too funny. So because you guys grew up going to boarding schools, like how much of your lives did you guys actually spend together?
Oh, my God. That's a really good question. And I say this to almost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like none of us actually got to spend time together at home.
Yeah.
Like for very many years. First it was myself. Then I think he went because Benji had to get his braces, so he got to stay home for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was back home, they were both. He was in boarding school first, and then Benji went after.
Right.
You know, so my house was like a boarding school in that sense because we had lots of other brothers and sisters living with us.
Oh.
But like the three of us, we never, them, I think because they're boys and they're closer in age as well. And then I got married early on and I left my home.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to same boarding schools after.
Oh.
But then, like, because they have, like, 3 years age difference, so different categories in school as well.
Right.
So I don't think they got to hang out together in boarding school.
Yeah.
But not at home, no.
No.
And I left home fairly early. Like, when I first moved to Canada, this was my biggest regret, and I used to cry about it.
Yeah.
Like, I used to cry about how I, like, hit them. Like, cry about the fights at home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did I do that?
You know,
like, now that I miss them so much. And I think I missed him more than I missed Benji.
Yeah.
Because he was... No, like, he was the youngest, and he got a lot of my beatings.
Right.
So it was like, I regretted doing that. And then I always wondered if we would ever be together again. Like, those were some of the things initially when I moved to Canada that I missed about them.
That's
like,
right.
You know, like, not missed. I missed them, but I regretted having fights with them more than actually spending time. But him and I are 9 years apart.
Right.
As well. So he was bound to get some beating.
Yeah, that's right. No, facts.
Yeah, that's the story of my life with my siblings. So.
Yeah. It's an interesting way to grow up, though, because, like, I grew up, there's three of us. Like, I'm the eldest of three, but we all grew up in the same household, you know? So, like, I grew up with Alistair and Alicia. That being said, like, we weren't that close, although we grew up in the same house. Like, we all know each other, but we had all different friends and we did our own things.
Do you have big age gap between...
No, me and Alistair are literally, like, I think, like, 14 months apart or something. Like, very close. And then Alicia's 4 years difference from me, three from Al. The two of them are close. I just was, you know, I had no time for them is what
it came down to.
I was too cool for school. Facts. Yeah. But, like, as we became adults, now I have a better relationship with, like, my siblings than I did when we literally were living under the same roof.
Yeah, and I feel like that is going to happen with him and I as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's not very much things we could share when we were little with him and I. Like, first we were two different genders.
Yeah.
Then we had such huge age gap. Mm-hmm. I had, my friends wouldn't be... his friends.
That's right.
Like, because of huge age gap, right?
Yeah. Oh, I feel
like
that.
They talk to each other now, like my friends and him, they've become friends now. But
that's
back
right.
in the days, he was just a little kid.
That's right.
They
that's
didn't
right.
even
get
out. No teenager wanted to hang out with an 8-year-old. No.
You're speaking Alicia's life right now. Alicia's
and
just
my
like,
life.
Alicia's at home being like, "You guys stink," and I'm like, "No, I get it, man. Go away."
I had a 6-year age difference and a 12-year age difference with my sisters. They wanted nothing to do with me, and then they left.
Yeah.
See, but my husband and I have such different upbringings.
Right.
Him and his siblings, they never went to boarding school. He only did, like, much older when he was in grade 10, for a full year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they grew up together. They have such strong bonds with each other, and they're only 2 years apart, right?
Yeah.
And then when I see them, we live in different cities now, but when I first moved to Canada and we were all living together and the bonds I saw between these three, like, I'd made my mind then that I would never send my kids to boarding school.
Right.
You know, my parents had to do what they had to do at that time in order for us to give a better life.
That's right, of course.
You know, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. Yeah, and it's one of those things where some parents do it. There's no right or wrong. It's like whatever happens, right? Like, in
my
this
parents were very busy parents too.
Yeah.
Right? They were involved in a lot of social work as well.
Yeah.
They did a lot of traveling at that time.
Yeah.
And for them, if I have to think about my mom's perspective of, you know, raising a child at that point is to make sure that we were safe.
That's right. Yeah.
So the only security came with having a stable living environment for us, which was boarding school at that time.
School, 100%,
They were, like, the boarding schools that we went to were good boarding schools.
That's right.
Without really putting importance on any religion, like, the boarding schools that we went to gave us some Christian values. They taught about you know, yeah, the Christian values, morals, and good teachings of life. And I'm not saying Christian religion is the best religion, but
that's right.
But the teachings were great at that time, and it has set us up to become who we are today.
Yeah, it gave you some backing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, your brother was saying he went to a boarding school that he only got a shower once a week. Did you go to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to that one too? Or bathe or whatever.
Yeah, once a week.
Yeah, wild.
Once a week, Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Saturday, because we went to school from Sunday to Friday.
Right.
Right?
So you only got the shower on the one day off a week you got?
Yeah. One day off.
And there was like what? How many kids were trying to shower at once?
I can't remember. Maybe 20, 30, 40, 50.
Okay, that's not bad for like one shower or multiple.
One shower a day.
Yeah, but like how many showers are in, like could four people shower at once in four different showers?
Yeah, they could.
Okay,
yes.
So multiple showers.
Yeah, and the kids, like the little kids, they bathe outside.
In an outside bathtub or just in the river?
No.
Like, we don't know.
There's no bathtub. It's like a field.
Yeah.
They just line up and you bathe.
Where's the water coming from?
Oh, Hose? you bring them in a bucket.
Okay, so you just walk outside in like one bucket per kid?
Sure.
Interesting.
And sometimes maybe a bucket per two kids.
Okay.
Just hugging your friend, hoping for the best.
But those were the best lives, though. Those
it sounds great.
Like, my kids get to miss out on the wonderful memories we made back in Nepal.
I feel like you can't bond quite like taking a bath with one of your fellow students.
Exactly.
You're about to get real friendly.
Yeah. Really know the guy, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Different cultures are so fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And we all, like, in our boarding school, we all grew like brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, we had different buildings for boys. We had different buildings for girls. Mm-hmm. But that was only to go and sleep. Like,
that's right.
Everybody did everything together.
Right. And so are you still friendly with some of the people that you've met through your boarding schools?
I think after, because I left boarding school when I was in grade 7.
Okay.
Thinking about it, I should have stayed home earlier and then went to boarding school.
After. Right.
But I left because at that point, like, I sat down and I made a serious conversation with my parents. I'm like, I am not going back to boarding school.
Yeah.
And I told them, you don't love me.
Yeah.
You don't want me around. Like, you know, I'm not. And then they decided when I started staying home, they decided to send one of their other kids to boarding school because they were like, we can't handle all of you at the same time.
That's
but,
right.
Yeah, I actually sat down and I had a serious conversation and this is grade 7. So I was growing up.
Yeah.
I was growing up to become a lady now at this point, right?
Yeah.
So I think my mom figured that it was best for me to stay home.
Yeah.
So I don't like, because I left boarding school around that time where you're actually starting to become close friends with somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't really, you know, I don't stay in contact with them. Like some of them are probably on Instagram or Facebook, but We don't chat
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't share anything.
And that makes
the most sense.
I'm
friends with my friends from grade 9 and 10 and 11.
Right.
Back in Nepal. But,
yeah.
But not younger.
Yeah. That would make way more sense.
Well, I'm not friends with anybody that I knew when I was in grade 7. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah.
It's just like in a small community like Fort McMurray, so many people stay.
Exactly.
So you bump into them, right?
Exactly.
But if you're international and you're going to a bunch of different schools, like that's where the question came from, was like, how would you keep that going? You know,
and now they're in totally different time zones.
That's
too,
right. That's exactly it. Yeah.
And a lot of them have probably moved to some other countries.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some in Canada.
Yeah.
Some of them are, most of them are, I think, in States.
Yeah.
Australia.
Right. Yeah. So. And Tanner taps his watch. That means we're out of time. I had a good question coming up next, but now the people at home will never hear it. All right. Well, before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
This is what you want me to do, right? Like, actually give shout-out to, actually, everybody in the community that have supported us from day one. You know, we opened Eagle Ridge during COVID times and we still got the huge amount of support. And then we did Avenue. We're getting the same kind of support. And it's just the local community support that people have that I'm absolutely amazed and thrilled. And it just gives me joy to start small businesses in small community like this, right? So, yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to the community itself.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and Coldwell United for the well wishes you're about to see. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Team, that's the word you're looking for. The team from Coldwell.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Really?